So, hey everyone, before I get started, I want to say that this episode may have more curse words in it than normal, and I may drop a few F-bombs and some other ones. So, before I get started, I wanted to let you know that just in case you are, maybe you're listening to this, you're just letting it play out in the open, or maybe you have kids around, you don't want them to hear that. So you may want to listen to this at another time or put in an earpiece because it's going down. So with that being said, I am interrupting your regularly scheduled programming to bring you a bonus episode of the Tamra Tammuz Show, where dreams have no filter. Tamra Tammuz here. How's everybody doing? How's everybody doing? I couldn't wait to deliver this message until, you know, our regular Tuesdays where I drop the new episodes, but this was brewing so heavy. I woke up in the middle of the night with it, and when I finally went back to sleep, I woke up with the same message. So this is a now message. So I also feel too that it is just as much for me as it is for you, if you choose to accept it as a message for you. So let's just get into it. So first, we have to understand that there is purpose in our vision. There is vision in our purpose. There is so much, we have so much purpose in that top shelf dream that is actually holding us. Now, we do get to choose whether we accept that assignment or not. And I'm guessing that if you are listening to this podcast, you have accepted the assignment and you are allowing that dream to hold you and fuel you every day into some type of inspired action. All right. We also have to remember that when we are stepping into a vision, it goes beyond pursuing a thing or pursuing something. I feel like that word, I try not to use that word pursuit or pursuing, because I feel like it sends a message that says we have to get to a place. It puts pressure on us to have to arrive to a place while we're living. Stepping into a vision, it goes beyond arriving just to a place of fulfillment. Even if that place is, even if, you know, having that vision in your hand, being able to look at it, feel it, smell it, taste it, touch it, even that, to be fulfilled in that, fulfilling a purpose goes beyond that, okay? When we are living and being and existing in this world, we see shit that happens, okay? Even if you're not a person that constantly watches the news, I'm one of those people. I don't feel like I need to watch the news. Yes, it's okay to be informed, but you do not have to be inundated. That's my take on it. But anyway, we see the things that happen in the world. We feel it. We experience it. And what I believe, from my perspective, from what I have experienced, it is in our best interest to acknowledge when we feel infuriated, to acknowledge when we feel angry, to acknowledge when we feel sad, to acknowledge when we feel fucking exhausted. it is also in our best interest to acknowledge when we start to question, you know, why does this continue to happen? Why is this happening? Why does it have to happen? And right now, when I am asking that question, I am thinking of the recent massacre that took place in Buffalo, New York. Some of you, when things happen like this, to this extent, some of you may be having thoughts that say, well, who am I to have this bigger vision when all of this stuff is happening around me? Shouldn't I be doing something more significant to help? How is my vision helping to bring peace and reform and positive change? Now, I'm going to say this again. I said this before. Now, because these episodes are just as much for me as they are for you, those thoughts flooded me for a moment yesterday. Those questions flooded me for a moment just yesterday. Really tough, really hard. And to get out of that, I had to really physically take posture and stand with my shoulders back and remind myself that when I embrace the audacity of my vision, my visions, I'm embracing the power that I was born with and the power of my purpose. What does that mean? So here's what it means. It means that when shit goes down, that is all the more reason why you need to raise your hand, not to get permission, but to give yourself permission and accept that you are here to make a positive mark, that you are here to use your platform, whatever that is, to be a change agent. You may not see a direct correlation, but you don't have to. Remember, it is not our business to figure out the hows to everything. Our business is to raise our hand in full acceptance to receive guidance for each inspired action that we take toward that vision that is holding us. We also have to understand that any, you know, issues that we see, social issues, humanitarian issues, any of those things that come up that we see that infuriate us, we have to remember that we're also passionate about that as well. So I want to illustrate this a little bit more, and I'm going to use myself as an example. So here it is. So I'm a multi-passionate business artisan, okay? Currently with the book that I'm working on, along with the apparel collection I'm designing right now, I'm also passionate about travel and creating wealth. I am also passionate about women being able to make a choice about their own bodies. I am also passionate about there being restrictions on who can own a gun and who should not. I acknowledge that I feel enraged that there are systems that actually want to control a uterus to what do they say? Honor life, protect babies, protect children. I don't know. What is their reason? Whatever. They want to control a uterus, but these same systems don't want to protect the lives of those of us walking around through addressing gun control. And here's another one that I'm passionate about. How about Flint, Michigan? Right now here in this country, we have a city that still does not have safe drinking water. From my knowledge, no one No business has been prosecuted for that. And no one is talking about it. Well, maybe there are some people talking about it, but you get what I'm saying. It's not heavily in the news anymore. So now between what I mentioned earlier, what I'm passionate about, I'll just make it simple. I'll just say art. Now, between what I'm passionate about in art and in my business and the social issues that I just mentioned, there's no obvious connection in that. But here is where we can't allow ourselves to get tripped up. When you are walking in your vision, you're walking in your purpose, your power, and in your total being. Could it be, and this is why I say it's so far beyond just getting to a vision and just arriving at a place after your pursuit. It's so far beyond that. Could it be that embracing that vision, that's going to be the thing that's going to place you in the arenas where you will have a voice in creating policies and ripping out the threads of racism and all those other isms that exist? Could it be that embracing your vision means that you'll be placed in arenas where evil cannot exist? Evil will have to run and hide because you are there. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let me use another example. If we tell ourselves that we shouldn't step into our highest vision because of all the bad shit happening in the world, that's the same thing as a saying that we shouldn't go grocery shopping or go eat at a restaurant because of so many people that are still starving in the world. You wouldn't do that. You wouldn't do that. You're still going to buy your food, whether that's in the grocery store or the restaurant. So what I'm saying here is not to apply pressure. This is not meant to tell you that, you know, while you have this vision, that you have to dissect it to see how it's going to change the world. No, complete opposite. What I am saying is that we were not here to sit back and be basic. We weren't put here to be powerless. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again because, and maybe I'm just saying it for me, but it's powerful and it feels so expansive, but yet at the same time, my intellect I can't even wrap my brain around it. But according to science, the odds of us being here, the odds of us existing in these bodies is 1 in 4 trillion. So there is never a time for you to shrink back, especially now, especially when shit happens. Listen, I don't care if you have a vision to open up. Let's say you have this idea that you have been holding on to and you don't see how it's going to happen, but you have all these other things in society that you want to be instrumental in changing for the better. Let's say part of your vision is to create a gluten-free, and I'm making this up, a gluten-free organic candy. And you want to open up a chain of stores that sells that organic gluten-free candy. Listen, I'm sure it can be done because I've seen organic alcohol. I've seen, you know, gluten-free alcohol, whatever that is. So if somebody can create an organic alcohol, if you're listening to this and this is you, you have an idea to sell organic candy, listen, go for it. I'm sure it can be done. So let me just repeat what I was saying. You may have a vision to open up a chain of candy stores where you only sell organic gluten-free candy. I don't care what it is. We need for you to keep your hand raised. We need for you to speak your vision. You are God's channel. You are God's channel. And let that become something that you, that just sinks in, something that you can feel from your toes. Because we need that. We need to have that. And it's not even faith. This goes beyond faith. This is a knowing, and it is part of your being. It needs to be a part of your being like never before. So that is my bonus episode for you. And I'm still dropping a new episode tomorrow. So I hope that you enjoy the rest of your Monday, if you're listening to this. And I'm looking at the clock and it's 11:11 a.m. This is Monday, May 16th. So have a good day. And until next time, cheers.